hear all the country music. Hear the fantasy fool in 3, 2.
Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, pray do.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Well, all right, here we go.
Here we are.
Another show. All cylinders for me. I for the first time in 11 weeks.
Yeah.
I hit on all cylinders.
So it was great. Yeah, it was good. It was a good week all around. I got off the schneid in all of my leagues, too, so I'm pretty happy about that. Finally got some folks. I was so proud of my Michael Carter Jets waiver pickup a few weeks ago. Now he's out for 2 to 3 weeks. So,
no.
Dark cloud over some otherwise bright skies.
You know, I get you. Like, I grabbed Ingram with the hopes that it would turn into something, and boy, did it. So for those that grabbed Mark Ingram, you got to be pretty happy, especially in PPR.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to grab some of those others, too. Like, I had Dylan. You remember, I dropped him, and nobody else grabbed him, and I grabbed him two Sundays ago in the morning. I was so surprised that nobody got him, and that helped me out, too.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, you know you're having a good week and things are kind of falling into place when you beat your opponent handily and left Aaron Rodgers on the bench. So that's in favor of Russell Wilson. There you have it. Now, the first half, he didn't do anything, but boy, that second half, that was a tale of two halves in that game. And, you know, you were pretty happy if you fired up all of your Packers and Vikings this last weekend. You know, a couple of folks didn't do as much as you had hoped, but otherwise, that was just an incredible game. In what is becoming a really, to me, an unnerving trend in the NFL, and that is, we get two or three really great games, and I don't necessarily mean they have to be high scoring, but just really great games.
Right.
And the rest are just awful. I mean, this last week of games, especially the late games, were some of the most awful, pathetic football I have ever seen.
It was great for some fantasy folks like myself.
Exactly.
Had that game not been a poo-poo game, I wouldn't have won. So
but, you know, and you're right. So for fantasy purposes, you know, that there's a lot of pleasure to be derived from watching. But just for the pure aesthetics of the game, I mean, that late game, I mean, you would have been better off. Those late games, you would have been better off going out and raking your lawn.
Yeah, that's true. Or going to bed.
Yeah, so, I mean, really, just so many duds. I mean, those late games, the Cowboys and the Chiefs, except for, you know, maybe Hill. Maybe Hilaire, who showed up and looked good. Just some absolute, just some duds all around. The Cowboys, a complete dud. And a lot of people are really, you know, going to the bank with their Cowboys. And so that was a big hit for a lot of people. CeeDee Lamb's going to be out for an undetermined amount of time. The Raiders in that late slot looked terrible, except for Darren Waller. The Seahawks, except for Tyler Lockett. Everybody just laid a complete egg. All Philadelphia Eagles not named Jalen Hurts.
and what's up with – now, look at that. Think about this.
Yes.
Miles Sanders is out. He gets hurt, and they go heavy on the run. Miles Sanders comes back, and it's the Jalen Hurts show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So does Sanders just not have it?
Well, he did, I think, have 70 or 80 yards, but really not much involved in the passing game. So it was a decidedly mixed bag for him. And Jordan Howard's banged up now, so I guess it's Miles Sanders' backfield. But we'll see. Plug your nose and see what happens. You know, the Ravens. You know, who the heck knows what was going on there? They managed to eke out a win over the Bears, but still, that was an unwatchable game. The Lions and Browns game had potential because of weather, and DeAndre Swift was fantastic, and so was Nick Chubb, but otherwise, again, just really a brutal game to watch. The Titans, who knows what happened there. You know, the Titans, that is such a compelling narrative. The Titans are the best team in the NFL who's also lost to the two worst teams, the Texans and the Jets. So you tell me, is this a Jekyll and Hyde?
To the level of the competition. I don't know. I'm so confused by it.
They are. You know, and you lose Derrick Henry, and you lose, you know, you can't really say you lost Julio Jones because he's never really shown up. But, you know, they managed to keep winning with timely, you know, with really good ground and pound offense and a timely passing game, you know, not a huge passing game. But really, that's an unacceptable loss for Tennessee. And I tell you what, I know New England's hot. I know they're playing well. And I know the Titans are at New England. But if there's anybody in the NFL, New England probably doesn't want to play this week. It's Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to go in there angry.
Especially with Vrabel coming back to New England, you know, where he used to coach, and he's going to have those Titans in a full lather. So I'm really looking forward to that game. That's going to be a fun game to watch.
I'm a little bit nervous because I ended up having to pick up Deontay Foreman. Yeah. I decided to drop Adrian Peterson. So yeah. We'll see what happens.
And, then you talk about the Patriots. So you've got some issues there. You know, their only offense on Thursday night was from Nelson Aguilar. I mean, really. And so they're winning with defense. The Falcons are an absolute dumpster fire. I don't know what to do with them. Even their kicker, who I had in one of my leagues, zero.
Yeah, Waikou.
Yeah. You know, you figured at home they'd at least get a couple of field goals. No, that wasn't
especially the
case
the Falcons.
At all.
Because Young Waikou can kick, and he can kick a 60-yarder if he has to.
Mm-hmm.
And to not use him at all blows my mind. So I don't know if he maybe isn't on top of his game and they're not comfortable with him.
But let's talk about some really good things, though, that we saw this last week. Starting with last night, the Buccaneers looked great. Gronk is back, even though he didn't score a touchdown. He was heavily involved, looked good, looked frisky, looked a little spry. I mean, the guy's a monster.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. He's in a field that's littered with giants. He looks like a giant among giants.
I love him on a football field better than I do in a TV commercial.
Yeah, and speaking of giants, they were anything but. I mean, that was just another dreadful, dreadful performance by the New York Football Giants. Let me ask you this. So the Buccaneers are an okay defense. They're not a smash
not
defense like they
right,
like people thought they were going to be. They can be passed on. How does a team like the Giants that is so loaded offensively do absolutely nothing against, a mediocre Buccaneers defense? It's just inexplicable. And it's just, you just scratch your head.
Jason Garrett?
Yeah, could be. I just don't know. There's something dysfunctional about that offense.
But they've had that problem for a while.
It's just so loaded, you just don't know what to do. It was fun to see David Montgomery back for the Bears. He didn't do much, but he was heavily involved, and they gave him the ball, like 16, 17 carries, 80 yards. I mean, he looked good, and that's good for Bears fans, and that's good for Montgomery owners who waited it out and maybe kept them on the roster or put him on the injured reserve slot. So that's a really big – that's a good story. Taylor Heinicke and Terry McLaurin for Washington looked really good, and that was a nice win for Washington. You look at those two going ahead. I don't know if you want to roll with Heinicke unless you're really desperate, but Terry McLaurin is you just don't take him out of your lineup anymore.
Yeah.
He's proved against a very good Carolina defense. He's basically, I hate to say this, but he's just as close to matchup proof as you can get. And in a game on a team where both tight ends are out, they don't really have any other receivers.
Right.
So he is the only show in town, as the saying goes.
And Heinicke gets the ball to him.
Yes.
And that's the thing. I'm a Heinicke guy because I liked him when he played for the Vikings and got in preseason. I thought, man, this kid actually could be a starter somewhere someday.
Well, that's something, too. Like, that's one thing I really appreciate about a head coach like Ron Rivera is one of the reasons why Ron Rivera is so successful and has been so successful is because, unlike a lot of other coaches, he doesn't try to get cute. Terry McLaurin is the best player on the field.
Yep.
Get him the ball.
Yep.
It's just that easy. And so it's unbelievable how many head coaches don't ever figure that out. You have to give credit to the Vikings coaching staff. They're getting Jefferson the ball. Now, that's a team that's got a lot of really best players on the field. But that's what you have to do to win. I am a big believer in the Jets. The Jets are terrible, but offensively they are loaded. They are going to be a force to be reckoned with if they can get their quarterback solidified. They've got two great receivers with Corey Davis and Elijah Moore, and then you've got Jamison Crowder, who's not no slouch.
Right.
Mitchell, we talked about, the running back is fantastic and young. Now he's going to be out for a couple of weeks with a low-grade high ankle sprain. But once they start to click, that's a team, like, for fantasy purposes, that's the kind of team I just love. I've loaded up on the Jets. They're going to be losing in every game, and they're going to be forced to play catch-up, and they will never quit. And they will go to the final whistle trying to score. And that's gold for fantasy.
Yeah, owners. Right. Exactly. I love the way you're talking there. I really do.
Absolutely. And, the Steelers and Chargers was just a game on paper. And remember, I texted you. I think I texted you anyway. Like, how come they didn't? Maybe I forgot to text you. Why? I was saying to myself, if you can flex games, why would you keep the Steelers-Chargers game in the Sunday night slot? Boy, was I wrong. At the time, though, You didn't know if any of them were going to play.
Yeah, right. It seemed like, as I think we talked about a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah,
and I was wrong. Like that turned out to be the game of the week. I mean, it was just
who would
absolutely
know? Because here's the thing. I went to bed at halftime thinking, you know what, Mac's right. They shouldn't have had this game on. And then the Chargers blew it up.
Yeah, Austin Eckler is an absolute force. That was a smash spot. So the Packers-Vikings game and the Steelers-Chargers games were absolute treats. Those were fantastic, fun games to watch. And fantasy gold for everybody that loaded up on those players.
And we're going to have a really exciting Thanksgiving Day game with the Lions and the Bears.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, it's too bad they can't flex that one. But,
yes.
but for some odd reason, I guess the Lions are just the Thanksgiving team. They're America's team on Thanksgiving.
Yep,
so,
the Lions and
thank
the Bears.
You for the Detroit Lions.
Two giant cats squaring off in what will prove to be, you know, just make sure that that's when you take your nap.
Meow. Wow. And, you know, I wish I'd have had time to get a big some big fanfare thing with a whole bunch of ticker tape stuff blowing up in streamers for Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Jonathan
Taylor. Five touchdowns.
Taylor. Were it not for Derrick Henry going down, Jonathan Taylor is now the clear. I hate the fact that the NFL doesn't give running backs and wide receivers more credit. But Jonathan Taylor is the hands down the MVP of the league. Now, you can say something about somebody like Austin Eckler, who scored four touchdowns on Sunday, too. But Eckler hasn't been doing it week in and week out like Taylor has.
Yeah.
And I just love the fact. Here's going back to this. What do the Colts do? They give him the ball. It's just that simple. What did the Bengals do against the Raiders? They gave Joe Mixon the ball.
Right.
You know, and when you've got players who are so good and they get hot, you just give them the ball. It's just you can't repeat it enough.
And I think the interesting thing, too, and I watched that Colts game a little bit, and you know what? Carson Wentz is a good quarterback.
Yeah.
He's not great. He's not scoring a lot of fantasy points. But for the team,
they
picked the right guy. It took a little bit to get in sync, and now they're really together.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good game manager. That's what, and that's what you like. He's a cerebral quarterback. I mean, I know he's had some turnovers, but he's not stupid. You know what
he's
I mean?
He's getting smarter. He
knows what to do. He knows where his strengths and weaknesses are. And to go into Buffalo, I mean, you do have to be worried about the Bills. They just laid an absolutely epic egg. No good. And also, one last note. If you watched any of the Jets-Dolphins game on Sunday or followed it, the Dolphins are an entirely different offense with Tua at quarterback.
And
I guess that's kind of some folks that were kind of up in the air. Is Tua going to be their quarterback for the long haul? I think the answer now is definitively yes. That offense looks so much different with him in there. And he's actually, I'm surprised. I didn't think he was that good of a thrower, but he is.
Yeah, I think if they just stop with the Watson conversation and concentrate on the guy you got, get some other talent in there, Waddle's in there, and they've got some, but get a backfield.
Absolutely.
You know, and get some other tight ends, and they really do have a lot of opportunity. And there are some great fantasy opportunities there yet through the end of the year with Tua at quarterback.
Absolutely.
So we'll go with it. All right, we'll come back and, I don't know, we'll get into things like top plays and all that stuff.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on The Ranch, AM 910.
Today on Hey Culligan, smart home, smarter water softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bag.
Well, I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Sometimes you have a drain or sewer problem that you can't put your finger on. That's when our inline video camera comes in handy. It could be tree roots, a belly pipe, scale or rust buildup, or any number of reasons. I'm Jerry Kozad with Roto-Rooter of Sioux Falls and Brookings. We'll inspect with our inline camera, find the problem, and take care of it. From homes, businesses, farms, to city sewer systems, we have the equipment and the experience to handle it all.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's the Fantasy Fools on The Ranch, AM 910.
Oh, heck yeah. We just kind of love that Roto-Rooter jingle thingy there. It's just a little bit too much fun. We are on Twitter, Fantasy Fools, and I think I made a comment or two, and I was getting a little, sick and tired of the Antonio Brown conversation.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay, move on.
Yep.
Enough. Yeah, whatever.
I agree.
You know, and so anyway, I don't know if I'm going to get vocal like that, and we really don't use that page that much, but if people interact with us, it could be a lot of fun. So sure, we are out there, no doubt. Find us on Twitter. And if you're not on Twitter doing your fantasy football studying, you need to use that. That's a great tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Yep, I agree.
They are on top of things there. So anyway, let's dive into the top plays here.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, we got two teams on byes, the Cardinals and the Kansas City Chiefs. So Mahomes is a big loss for a lot of people, so you might be looking around at some quarterback plays that could be helpful for you. I like Taylor Heinicke versus the Seahawks. I hate to say it, I just don't know if it's worth it, but maybe for rushing purposes, Daniel Jones versus the Eagles. I just think at some point they have to put it together. I don't know what is going on with those Giants. I like Carson Wentz versus the Bucks. Again, the Bucks can be passed on, that's how you're going to beat them, because they're really difficult against the run. I know Jonathan Taylor's special, but the Colts are going to have to pass this week. If Jared Goff is healthy, I like him versus the Bears. The Lions will just be in desperation mode always, and if he's healthy, he'll throw the ball 50 times.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, let her roll. I like Jimmy Garoppolo versus the Vikings. I think the 49ers are really coming on strong, and, you know, as we saw last week, the Vikings have a propensity to get into shootouts. So, you know, I just think that's a sneaky play. Tua is a good start. You know, you've got some really interesting quarterback options I'm presuming on your waiver wire to replace a Kyler Murray or a Patrick Mahomes, assuming Murray was gonna be playing anyway. So
right.
At running back, I had Michael Carter in there, but watch his health for the next couple of weeks. I think with him out, and the Jets do run the ball, Ty Johnson is the next man up. So if you're really desperate at running back, he's a good pickup and he's a good play. I like Melvin Gordon for the Broncos versus the Chargers. I like Jordan Howard. I liked Jordan Howard at the Giants, but now we have to watch. He's banged up. So Miles Sanders, I think, is now going to get the ball a lot. So let's see what he can do. Philip Lindsay in a weird play for Houston. I like him versus the Jets. He's a desperate play, but sometimes desperate times call for desperate measures. Naheem Hines finally got involved. Didn't score, but he was heavily involved, and I like him a lot. You know, I've talked about him all season long. I like him a lot, and if they start to get him involved, he could really be a key player down the stretch, especially as we enter the playoffs. Keep starting A.J. Dillon until Jones gets back, and Tony Pollard for the Dallas Cowboys, assuming Zeke misses any time. On a short week for Dallas, they may rest Zeke, and CeeDee Lamb's not playing either. At wide receiver, Michael Gallup versus the Raiders, LaViska Shenault versus the Falcons. The Falcons can't stop anybody. They're terrible. Robbie Anderson is now back in the mix for the Panthers with Cam under center. And either Shepard or Tony versus the Eagles. Those are Giants receivers. Whoever's healthy, both are playable if they're healthy. And I like Brandon Cooks, the only offensive weapon in Houston against the New York Jets. At tight end, Evan Engram versus the Eagles, Dan Arnold versus the Falcons. Austin Hooper at the Ravens. The Ravens cannot stop the tight end. Logan Thomas or Ricky Seals-Jones, whoever's healthy for Washington, whoever starts, get them in versus the Seahawks. And then Noah Fant versus the Chargers. Some good defenses. The Lions versus the Bears and the Bears versus the Lions. Take a pick. I mean, you could play either one of them if you're desperate. The Giants versus the Eagles. I think the Bengals versus the Steelers. The Steelers just put up a ton of points, but that's a divisional rivalry game. Those games always stay low. And then the Dolphins versus the Panthers. Dolphins defense has been playing really, really well. And then the Jaguars versus the Falcons. Jaguars, what? Why would I say that?
Right.
Why would I say that? Look at the Falcons. They are an absolute, as I said earlier, dumpster fire. Play any defense against them.
Right. Yeah, I...
Play the Brookings Bobcats defense against them.
But, you know, and here's the thing, though. This is how the NFL's going this year. So I grabbed the Tennessee Titans defense because they have not one but two games with the Houston Texans left.
Yes.
And what happens? Stinkaroo nothing.
Right, exactly.
You know, and so that's what scares me sometimes about taking the chance. But you know, you look at the ceiling and the floor, and you look at the Jaguars.
Yeah, I'm not. I have the Titans in all three of my league or all four of my leagues, and I'm not giving up on them. I think that Mike Vrabel will get those. Like I said, he's going to have them whipped into a lather. I like them to rebound against the Patriots.
I check the anomaly box.
Yes.
You know, I just think
sometimes
it was just
you have to
odd.
Do that.
Yeah,
sometimes you have to do
think,
that.
I think that's really extremely.
And sometimes
important,
you check it a little too often. In the case of somebody like Julio Jones.
Yeah, but you see, that's the thing. You never know. You know, like take for instance, I had AJ Dillon.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got Dillon. Yep. A lot of these guys just remember from last names. But I had him for the longest time thinking, okay, if something happens to Aaron Jones, this is the one guy I'm not dumping.
Right.
I'm keeping him because something's going to happen. And I dumped him because I grabbed Odell Beckham Jr. thinking, well, if I don't, you know, what am I out? It's just another guy on the bench. And really, Dillon's done nothing for me except get 8 to 11 points almost weekly, but I need more than that, so the heck with it. I'll let Dillon go.
Yep.
And luckily, I grabbed him again, and I missed. And so that happens to me a lot, and it happens to other people where, you know, you miss it by a game. You think, okay, I'm not going to hang on.
Yep.
But sometimes you just, especially if you have the bench players, if you've got 5 bench spots, even 2 sometimes, like in a standard league, you kind of have that extra spot. And you let it rip, and you hang on to somebody because something's going to happen, you know, especially when it comes to, like, the Packers or the Vikings with Cook and that those type of situations with Aaron Jones and Ezekiel Elliott. Mm-hmm. There's always an odd thing there. Or Alvin Kamara. You can almost bank on Alvin Kamara being hurt and missing a couple games.
Yeah, yep.
You know, I don't know how many points I've scored with Latavius Murray over the years.
Yeah.
Grabbing
and now
him,
Mark
hanging
Ingram,
on, and
know,
yeah, now, and that's exactly. I just kept following that order, and I'm like, okay, well, Ingram just went to the Saints. Kamara's going to go down sometime. I'm putting him on the bench, regardless. And boom, it's paid off, and it's paid off really nice.
Yep.
Not as good as Latavius Murray, because Latavius Murray threw up a lot of 20 pointers.
Yep.
And it was pretty awesome.
And speaking of Latavius, he's a good pickup this week.
Yeah,
he's
coming
back for Baltimore. So yeah, he's on our waiver wire.
Right. Okay. Good stuff. We'll take a break. Be right back.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on The Ranch, AM 910.
It's just a fantasy. Oh, it's not the real thing.
Lance Trucking Incorporated in Volga, South Dakota is looking for part-time and full-time local drivers, full-time regional drivers, and a full-time over-the-road driver. Must have a Class A CDL license, 6 months experience preferred, and clean driving record. Benefits include retention pay, annual pay increases, paid vacation, 401k, and more great benefits. Apply online today at LanceTruckingInc.com or call 695-4651. Lance Trucking is an equal opportunity employer.
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
This is a Class 1 emergency.
Yeah, well, the injuries, interestingly enough, have become, you know, a bit of an emergency again. It's not like there is a big, huge, long list, but some important people.
Some important field. I know some folks were playing Justin Fields for the Bears. He's banged up. Kyler Murray's on bye, so you don't worry about him, but the fact that he's been out the last few weeks is really disconcerting for a lot of folks. And I also think we've got some really key running backs that are banged up. Ezekiel Elliott, we mentioned Michael Carter, Jordan Howard, Aaron Jones, Chase Edmonds. You know, some of these folks were not quite sure when they're coming back. And in some cases, they're going to take, really going to take extra caution because they know, like, for example, Aaron Jones is key to the Packers winning a Super Bowl. So they're going to be extra cautious. You know, CeeDee Lamb is a huge loss for the Cowboys. If he misses any time, and I think he probably might miss this at least this week, concussion protocol. So he'll miss this week, but that's still a big hit for Cowboys owners. And those concussions can sometimes be tricky. DeAndre Hopkins, Amari Cooper, Antonio Brown. These are folks that, you know, are either A, banged up, or B, just out or on the verge of coming back. So kind of keep your eyes on them. And then at the tight end position, just monitor that Washington situation with Ricky Seals, Jones, and Logan Thomas. Logan Thomas practiced yesterday. So if he's back and healthy, he's going to get him right back in your lineup because he's a tight end one. He's one of the best tight ends in the league. Now, when we talk about picking people up, we've mentioned some quarterbacks already, like Tua and so on. But I also think think Cam Newton is a good play. He's in play. So keep him, keep him in mind if you're trying to fill that bye week replacement. And I also mentioned Robbie Anderson for Carolina. He's going to Newton's getting him involved, and he's a great receiver. So, you know, he's only got upside at this particular point.
Right.
And then Tony Pollard for Dallas. I think most folks are going to pick him up right away. So if he's on your waiver wire, make sure you grab him. Ty Johnson and Tevin Coleman for the Jets while Michael Carter's out for a couple of weeks. Sony Michel for the Rams. For wide receivers, Michael Gallup for the Cowboys. If Elijah Moore is somehow on your waiver wires for the Jets, scoop him up right away. Also Rondale Moore from Arizona, Kendrick Bourne from New England. And we also an interesting tight end situation developing in New Orleans with Adam Trautman, who's starting to emerge. So if you're desperate at tight end, he's a good pickup. Just take a look at his numbers. And what I love about New Orleans right now, and they're in a boat with a handful of other teams, they are in full-on desperation mode. I mean, they've got to win out, basically, or win most of their games if they're going to even consider sneaking into the playoffs. And they are not going to roll over. They're too proud of a franchise. He's too good of a head coach. And Kamara will be back at some point, so they've got to get a win, and that means that it's all hands on deck. Those are fun games. Those are fun teams to watch fantasy purposes.
No doubt. I don't disagree with you at all. I think that's the crazy thing. You have to kind of have the gut sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
To go out there on a limb, stick your neck out a little bit and try it. Because here's the thing, if you don't, like, take for instance, I grabbed Cam Newton because I had to have, well, I have Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And so week to week, I've tried to grab a streamer, and I'm like, you know what, I don't think Murray's coming back till week 13. So the one thing that is for sure, Cam Newton and his legs. Now, if he'd stopped trying to run as much and throw the ball, because the end of the game there, if he would have thrown the ball instead of trying to run it, they may have continued to play. They may have had a chance to win it.
Yep.
So that's the big thing, is trying to get, that right pick. I had Heinicke one time, and I thought, oh, crap, I should have just kept him.
Yeah.
And it's really hard. But here again, I made a few moves that helped me out this week, and that doesn't normally happen. I'm not lucky enough to have that happen. But nonetheless, I still try to make some of those goofy moves like OBJ. I'm just hoping now that he comes back and turns into a legitimate pass catcher for the Rams.
I love it.
That's just the way it is. So,
We're coming up in the two-minute warning.
That's the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute whistle blows, it's your ball game.
Two-minute warning. Here we go.
All right, well, there we go with that two-minute warning thing. You're just like, well, that's going to happen. So, I guess if you don't have anything else, I did get emails, four of them.
Yep.
If we can make it through them, we'll try here. So, first one comes from Jacob in a standard league. He says, Chase Claypool or Cedric Wilson?
Claypool.
Yeah. Cedric Wilson right now with CeeDee Lamb being out, there's an opportunity there, but Claypool's proven.
Yep.
I think he's going to be healthy, and they need him, and that's just proof in the pudding there.
Absolutely.
Now, Brittany's got a PPR team. She says Curtis Samuel or Russell Gage.
Oof.
And if you're hurting, if you're really looking at Curtis Samuel, and I loved him. He was great for me last year. DeAndre Carter, if you're looking for somebody on the Washington football team. But Russell Gage, I think, has some potential.
He's got some potential. I would look, but I also, if you're having to decide between those two, take a look at your waiver wire and see if any of those Jets receivers are available, like an Elijah Moore or a Jameson Crowder.
And mostly they are.
Yeah.
So they're in that 30% to 50%. So.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Lucas, see here, RSJ not available, Ricky Seals-Jones.
Yep.
So. Do I take a chance on Logan Thomas or do I just grab Gerald Everett? So it must be a tight league there.
Watch Logan Thomas. He practiced yesterday. He's trending toward playing. If he plays, you play him. No doubt.
All right. Well, that was quick and easy. This one might take a little bit of time. We got about 30 seconds. So from Sandy from the San Francisco Skittles PPR, she's got a little bit of a hang up here with the Baltimore receivers. Do I dump Hollywood Brown? What do I do with Bateman? Or do I grab Watkins instead? I don't know.
I'll go back to that first question. Take a look at your waiver wire. There might be some really good options out there. And who knows, you might even find like a Chase Claypool or somebody like that floating around on the waiver wire. I just think that there might be some better options for you.
Yeah, especially with Lamar Jackson being out and playing the way he is. At this point, I'll be honest with you, I have Hollywood on one of my standard league teams. I'm about ready to dump him for somebody better.
Yep.
Because I just don't think it's going to get done. They got too many receivers, even with Duvernay coming in and coming out of the backfield. It makes it tough. So, hey, it was a great week. Thank you very much. Good luck.
Good luck, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next week, or we'll talk to you next week.